This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For Thursday, the 5th of October. My voice is better than it was yesterday. Although, I mean, it sound like it is. I feel like my throat is still with me. And I think you're going to be thrilled because Jennifer Horn's throat is great. Open up and say, ah, Jennifer, would you please? Ah.
Ah?
Ah. Ah. All right, Victoria, open your mouth. Say, ah.
Ah.
Oh, that's weak. Kara, let's have an hour from you.
My voice is not working either, so.
All right.
I can't. So if
we do it all together, we can do, or.
Wow, we'll leave it to you.
All right, let's get at it
out
here.
It sounds like that throat's still a little rough.
No,
I know.
It's much better, but thank you. The 5th of October is upon us, and so we have, new and old things. And maybe some new things about the old things, if you know what I mean. The number of Americans killed, I'm going to go around the virtual room that we have here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Kara Schillen, and you. The number of firearm-related deaths from World War II to the present, is it more than, less than, or the same as all the Americans that have been killed in wars since 1776?
Oh, it's less than that, right?
Less than that. Okay.
Well, since 1776. Oh,
no, I would guess this is a political. I guess this is a political story, so you'd have to say more than that, right?
This is a headline from NBC News, an analysis from the U.S. Center for Disease Control. So it's not a political.
Oh, sure,
it may be a political statement.
Yeah, it's by NBC News. I'm going to say more than.
Okay, we've got a more and a less, so I guess I'll go for equal.
Really?
Which one of us wins?
Jennifer wins because she's a cynic like I am. According to the Center for Disease Control, the number of Americans killed in all wars from the Revolutionary War to the Global War on Terror is 1.2 million. According to the same U.S. Center for Disease Control, number of firearm-related deaths in our country since World War II, 1.5 million. So 300,000 more Americans have been killed by other Americans in firearm-related incidents than in all the wars that we fought from the Revolutionary War to the present. Then you look at the numbers. In the Revolutionary War, 4,400 Americans were killed. War of 1812, 2,200. 1,000 or so in the Indian Wars. Mexican War, 13,000. About 500,000 in the Civil War. A couple thousand in the Spanish-American War. 116,000 in World War I. 405,000 in World War II. The Korean War killed 54,000. 90,000 Vietnam. Desert Shield, 1,900, and the Global War on Terror, American soldiers dying, 6,929. And you know what? Even if it wasn't more, even if it was the same, it's a punctuation mark. That's really what it is. It's a punctuation mark that gives a snapshot of the kind of crazy stuff that's going on here. Whether you believe you get the Constitution and all those other things that are argued by people, the bottom line is that this kind of stuff, I think that there was something, and you can refresh my memory, there's something that comes into the back of my head when I look around in countries who are saying don't go to the U.S. because it's too violent because of other things, cautions about Zika. I mean, where did they come up with Zika? Hello? last year's story.
Well, although my cousin was pregnant last year in Ireland, and she was warned by her doctor to not go to certain areas where Zika was prevalent. So yeah. That's a normal thing.
Well,
that's not anti-American. That's like anti-Caribbean, anti-Mexico. I mean, there were a whole list of places that they told her not to go to.
Mm, but
south of France, I mean, parts of Spain.
Some of these same countries, Germany, France, New Zealand, issuing warnings because of the hurricanes and what has happened. Since then, apparently there has been a surge in Florida, anyway, in Zika. I don't know what surge mm-hmm. means. But the gun violence is, and then the attitude we have toward homosexuality and things like that, lesbian, gay, and bisexual, all of those things seem to turn off the people who are interested in coming here. And certainly Las Vegas, the hurricanes. So, I don't know. The UK warns, I think, this is kind of hypocritical, the terrorists are likely to carry out...
Wait a second. I mean, what are you talking about with this attitude on gay people that makes people not want to come to this country?
Yeah.
Really?
No, that's what I'm just...
You have in other countries gay people being shot on the spot for being homosexual. I mean, I don't know that I buy that.
Well, I want to know if this is America last... stuff again instead of America first, and I don't know that it needs to be either of those. I think the reality is that we all have our problems one way or another. A lot of people have not gone to Europe. I find this business about the UK warning that the terrorism is likely here is really kind of BS. I mean, what the hell? There have been more terrorist attacks in England. Oh, this is bullshit. Whoops, excuse me. I find this to be annoying. Anyway, but it is something that, and you've got to wonder if there isn't some political motivation here, because a lot of the governments of these countries don't like Trump. Yeah. There's some of that, I think, in here, if that's what you're also suggesting, Jennifer.
Well, no, I don't. I guess I'm asking for clarification, because from where I sit, our country does a whole lot better than most other countries out there. And
in what regard?
On every regard, on safety, on the appreciation of all religions, of all races, of all sexualities. I mean, I've said it before. There's not a place on the planet that, as a woman, I would rather wake up in the morning than the United States of America. Because I have opportunity here. I can drive a car here. I don't have to cover my face when I go outside. I can wear what I want here. There are so many, I mean, I was just curious because I can't imagine that people choose to not travel to the United States because of our stance on homosexuality. I mean, do we even have a stance on homosexuality?
I think...
Well, then obviously if someone's going to New York or L.A. or anywhere on the coast, that's not an issue. But I don't know. I mean, specifically, they don't mention states, but maybe there are certain states that they're saying, like, not everywhere, you know, is in favor of gay marriage or being openly gay. I don't know. I mean, this came from Germany, which is very, very pro-gay. So maybe, I don't know, this could be political, but it also, it's the only... No, I'm... Okay, I get it, but I'm just saying, I don't know why this started, but I have gay friends who travel to Germany a lot, and it's extremely pro-gay, so I don't know if they think that we're behind the times in parts of our country. I'm not sure where this came from, but again, they didn't list, you know, state by state, but it does seem weird. It is the only country in there that had a gay warning for travelers, so I don't know. It is very odd, but...
I still can't believe, even if it is a state-by-state thing, I mean, there is no reason that that a homosexual male or female couldn't go into Alabama or West Virginia or whatever state we want to demonize as not being up with the times. I mean, there's no incidence of that even happening here.
Well, I mean, that's...
What I'm troubled by is a universal lack of trying to figure it out, if you will. And I'm finding the same thing going on. I'm very involved in the political scene here in my local community. We're changing from town government to city government. The two factions that are running for the mayor and some of the city council candidates are so negative. They're pulling and pushing at each other and the nastiness. And I'm going to say this as much as I do care, but I have to tell you what my observations are. And the local newspaper noted it, that there were 19 women who are running for various offices, various jobs in this new government, from the mayor on down. And the people that are running the mayoral campaign for the lady who's running are people that I've known from town meeting. They're nasty, negative, and just pretty surprising, actually, in their level of venom aimed at this guy. And it's almost like women versus men. There's a component here, and I guess I'm measuring my words a little, but not as much, perhaps, as either or all of you might want me to. It is a male versus female situation. And as much as I say all the time, I'm not voting for the woman who's running for mayor because she doesn't have any position, she doesn't have any experience, and she has people behind her that I just don't like, period. But there are most of them. I went to a party last night for a lady running for city council, probably get the most votes. I strongly support her. Other women who are running for offices, pretty much all the women that are running for offices and other positions, I'm supporting. But the focus on women, which we've been working on for how many years, trying to get women, I have said this a thousand times, I've said it once, it annoys me that we judge people based on their sexuality. I'm going to vote for a woman because she's a woman. You know, I'm going to vote for a black guy because he's black, instead of who's most qualified. As it turns out, most of the time, the women are more qualified than the men. In my opinion, women do a lot of things better than men do. But to have this cattiness, this nastiness, this anger based on sexuality is anathema to me, and it's really annoying. And I think that some of the stuff that we've got going on now in our country, we look at the stats of, you know, the people who are hypocrites in terms of politics. There are mostly men in politics, and we got this hypocrite like the guy who is the congressman that for political expediency, was against abortion, yet he impregnated somebody he was having an affair with out of his marriage and told her to get an abortion. You know, that kind of stuff.
It happens a lot.
It does. But why is it that we have to base things? Why can't we... you can hear the frustration in my voice. Why can't we just work on issues and forget about all the other stuff? Why is it that we have to tear people apart based on things that really don't matter? Aren't ideas the most important thing? When you consider somebody, Jennifer, to vote for, do you consider ideas first, or do you consider other things?
No, I consider who the person is there and what they stand for.
And you, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, integrity and people, yeah, who the person is, I think, is incredibly important. And anyone can toss around an idea, but if you don't have the merit to back that up, or the integrity to, you know, to follow through on certain things, or to not have a certain past, or to have a certain past, that's all important. I don't know, Mia, are you just voting on someone just based on an idea?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. It sounds like you're voting for someone just because they have an idea, not based on who they are.
Yes. Well,
okay.
No,
that's kind of what you're saying.
There's who they are.
Yes, it sounds
based
like.
On the character that they present, and I'm not voting for the mayor for two reasons. One, because she hasn't got a plan or an idea to fix anything. She has no experience. And two, the people who are promoting her, who came up, they were the ones who pushed her up the funnel, if you will, and got her to run, I have no use for whatsoever. Because
right.
They've, at every turn, tried to screw up what I'm doing to try to save my farm.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but if there were men involved in that, yeah, but there don't seem to be. There's one or two. But there's a dozen women. And most of the reason for not wanting me to do it is it has to do with jealousy, frankly. All right, food for thought, 21 after.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Much of a Miley Cyrus fan, and I admit to not knowing about every one of her hits and misses. I guess maybe most of my reference to her comes from what I perceive to have been her earlier lifestyle, but that's not, in a sense, fair at the moment to judge her on the past. I don't think it's ever a good idea to harbor things from the past.
It's funny that you mention that too, because this is, I would say, this song is from an even earlier lifestyle than what you were referring to. So she's kind of gone from like country yeah. roots to, you know, teenager being down with Hannah Montana, going a little crazy, and now she's going back to those roots.
So apparently she's going to sing this in a Las Vegas tribute, The Climb. She hasn't performed it in years. She closed The Tonight Show with a rendition of this. Is this the actual...
This is it, yeah. Yep.
Recording from that night? Yeah.
Yes.
It's from Hannah Montana?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That's how she really got started, right? Hannah Montana?
Yeah. That's how everybody was introduced to her, pretty much, yeah.
After the performance, she tweeted, "I haven't performed The Climb in years. These words mean more now to me than ever. Keep the faith. Sending all to love, or sending love to all." Her entire appearance on the show was an emotional one. She opened the show with a cover of No Freedom. I don't know that song, or do I know that song? Do I know that
if
song?
If you heard it, maybe. Mm. I don't know. Kara, what do you think?
I don't know. I'm trying to... Who sings...
Dido.
Yeah, I didn't recognize it, and I don't know that many Dido songs, so I can't imagine that Doug would know it.
She writes, "In honor of the lives lost, injured, and affected by the tragic shooting in Vegas. I dedicated this show to not only mourning this horrific event, but using the platform to encourage unity, peace, and hopefulness. Yes, that's an excellent phrase, unity, peace, and hopefulness. Maybe I'll grab onto that a little myself and use it a little bit more in the near future in conversation about this. So the week for her started with a song. So that's nothing but good. Yeah, unity, peace, and hopefulness. The other musical item that we have for you here in this musical portion of this hour is a focus on the festival that was a part of what happened. That's where the event took place in Las Vegas. So the folks at Austin City Limits offering refunds. Not many people have sought the refund so far, but if anybody is feeling unsure about attending this festival over the next couple of weekends, they can be reimbursed for their tickets. Let's see, who's the story of this music festival? 75,000 people normally are there. This has been going on for how long?
It's a TV show. Austin City Limits.
Isn't there a TV show?
Austin City. Yeah, I think they do record part of it. That's right. But I think this has been going on for a really long time. It's just gotten really, really big over the last few years.
A lot of variety in the musicians who would be there. So anyway, the bottom line is, if you're a ticket holder and like to seek a refund, you can contact Front Gate Tickets with a request, and they'll honor it.
Center yourself, not on yourself. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Life can get overwhelming at times, and when it does, it's important to step back and center yourself. Centering yourself is an important part of refueling yourself to give others your best. But whereas it's great to center yourself, it's also great to not be self-centered. There are a lot of people in the world. There's a lot of suffering and hurt. And although your suffering and hurt is equally as significant as everyone else's, it's helpful to remind yourself that no one else is coasting through life getting everything they want either. Just as it's important for you to center yourself because you can get overwhelmed, it's also important to remember that others are overwhelmed too. So center yourself by all means, but remember not to center solely on yourself. For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
The hour now. Let's face the day with intelligent conversation. The DJV show is known for lighter fare, fun fare most of the time. But if we are to believe the president, the nation is in mourning. And I feel like there are some things that need a little bit more air and light. The situation because of Las Vegas, the conversation, just to sort of clarify, if you're just joining us, excuse me, Victoria, and, well, all of us, the Victoria and Jennifer and Kara, having a conversation about how you decide who you're voting for. I was using an example from my hometown here in Massachusetts, Framingham, where there is a change in government from town government to city government, and there are two people running for mayor. One's a woman and one is a man, and then there are women running for most of the other offices. And I guess I wasn't as clear as I might have been, in Victoria and Kara's mind anyway, as to why I said what I did about women and their qualifications, because I am annoyed by and bothered by people who vote for people because of their sex or their race rather than their qualifications. That is, what their experience is, what their ideas are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I found this to be anathema for a long time. But having said that, I find most often the people that I vote for are women, if there are two people and they have ideas that are juxtaposed, I find most of the time I agree with the women's point of view or their ideas or their presentation. So I don't know why that didn't come across as...
Can I just clarify, too, the only reason why I think, maybe not that it's unrealistic, but I think that it seems odd that there are just a bunch of women in the community who are running on platforms that they're women, or maybe it's not that that's odd. I just think it's funny that you think it's weird. God, how do I say this? People have voted for white men in this country for the vast majority of this country's history based on the fact that they were white and men, and that's credible. So it doesn't really seem any different that women could also just run on a platform of being women. You know what I mean?
Like, but I get that. But I don't think women are doing that without... See, my question was, what happened... What was the impetus behind the women saying, or at least sending a message that Doug's perceiving to be as vote for us because we're women? So, and Jennifer brought up saying that, you know, she felt that she was bullied by the Hillary supporters and Michelle Obama supporters. By
not
saying,
by their
you know,
supporters, by them themselves. I mean, Michelle Obama said that women should be ashamed of themselves if they voted for Trump because they didn't vote for the team, basically. They voted against themselves, I think is what she said.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that the reason that women say that and felt that way was because of Trump's words. So that's what I was asking Doug. What happened that created this backlash by the women?
Well,
there must have been something.
And so there, you just underscored why I did not vote for Trump because of that very thing. Do
right.
I support the?
Well, that's why
that
I would never vote for him either. Because
I understand, that aside, I think that Trump has a lot of good ideas and a lot of good plans and platforms and things that are worth supporting. But did I vote for him? No, because I was annoyed by the presentation and the feeling that I got that didn't go with my being, let's just put it that way.
Right.
But I don't want to get stuck here because I think there's a danger of us getting stuck on this. I think I'm trying to make it as clear as I can. And maybe once in a while it kind of shocks me because I know exactly what I'm trying to say.
To get away from the Trump stuff, though, what I'm saying is there must have been something behind it that caused this backlash for the women to say, essentially, vote for us because we're pro-women or we are women. That's what I'm saying. It just seems odd, and I think Kara feels the same way. It seemed weird to us that out of the blue, women are just running on the platform of
their gender. It's not out of the blue at all. It's been going on for a long time. There were more women in town meeting than men, and the town wasn't running well. The town has not been run well for years and years and years.
But that's different than running on the platform of just on their gender, though.
No, it isn't. Well, I don't think that it is. People are saying, vote for me. The women are sticking together because they're women, and they want women to vote for women.
Are they basically saying that this town has been run by men for this amount of time, and it hasn't been run well, and it sucks, so now vote for us because we're women and we'll do something different?
You can say what you want to. What I find
is we're asking you. You're in the town.
Well, I don't know anything about the town.
But you're making it seem like, or I'm feeling like I have to defend.
That's not what I'm trying to do at all. I'm actually trying to understand. Because as a woman...
I'm trying to tell you... That women want women to vote for women because they're women. That's it.
I agree.
Have no idea. They have no...
I know a lot of people who don't have... Especially when it comes to, like... let's just maybe put a pin in this conversation. And I would say it this way. There are a lot of people who say, especially in local elections, where maybe people are not as familiar, sadly. I think we should be more familiar. This is my own personal statement. We should be more familiar with local offices because they're more impactful to our everyday life. But a lot of people are not. They don't know who to vote for school board. They don't know who to vote for a judge.
Yeah.
And so... let's just all be adults and honest and say we vote for the name that sounds like the name we want to vote for, whether that's a female name or a male name, a Caucasian name, a Hispanic name, whatever we think we're voting for.
Or just
for.
Party lines.
Sometimes these are nonpartisan things. These judges and school board are nonpartisan.
Yeah.
So I think everybody is guilty of voting for someone that they consider to be on their team. But, whether or not that's the only motivation or if people are trying to play that up and you know, who knows? I mean, you're talking about your experience in your local election. And I'm sure that it's not out of the realm of possibility that that did happen and that it might happen across the country.
Yep, that's the point. Thank you, Jennifer. You're smarter than I am. You get that done.
Just remember that. Make
now,
a bumper sticker.
For now. Okay, so the I want to kind of put a pin in the discussion of the horrific events of the weekend and things that we've said. Listener Greg Wilson, who listens to KUGN in Eugene, Oregon, is very focused on the shot spotter. He wanted to know if we were aware of the system, the shot spotter. Apparently, it uses acoustic technology to pinpoint the location from which shots are fired. In the case of Las Vegas, could possibly have saved a lot of lives. He writes, from what I've seen, it took way too long to locate the exact location of the shots, causing the innocent people, more innocent people to die, and also the first responders to be confused as to trying to figure out where this came from.
Is this something that the police use?
It is apparently a device that has become available that isn't being used, and his position is as a proponent of this type of audible weapon locator system that has just been developed to provide at least some chance for potential victims. So it's I never heard of it before. And that was, did anybody here ever hear of this before, ShotSpotter?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Wilson, for bringing that to our attention. And the other thing about this that it's interesting to note, as Congress is grappling with this or reaching or trying to find some way to respond, the so-called bump stocks that are used, that I don't know about guns, but this is something that makes them the guns more likely to shoot faster, if that's what...
It holds the trigger down, from the way I understand it. It holds the trigger down. It almost creates... it can turn a gun that's semi-automatic into something that appears to have the same kind of power as a fully automatic weapon. What disturbs me, and I don't think I knew, and maybe that's because state by state they're illegal. I mean, I've never even heard of that, and I've never even seen, or, you know, in California, I don't think that that's a thing, but apparently, however he purchased these things, they were legal. I can't imagine that they're going to be legal for much longer. I think if you're going to talk about any legislative changes that will probably come from this, it'll probably be dumping those things.
He had 12 of them attached to the weapons that he had. There's no reason recreationally or if you're a hunter or anything to have a bump stock device.
What I've heard, at least online, from most gun owners, and we were talking about gun owners and gun collectors and everything yesterday, is that it makes the guns more efficient. Like your accuracy is not actually better from it, but I guess it's great for shooting into a crowd where you can just spray a bunch of bullets at once and you're not aiming for something specific. So I don't really see any reason for them to exist anyway.
No one.
I don't think, I mean, look, I'm very protective of our Second Amendment, and I know a lot of people who are as well, and I haven't heard one person argue with the fact that these things are probably bad news and that if we were going to go after something, that this would be the thing to go after.
Yep. All right. Let's take a trip to the sports desk. The football helmet test looks kind of interesting. This is from an organization called Safe Kids. There are 160,000 teenagers who have gone to the ER with sports-related concussions in the past year. Good God. Most of them because of football. So I think I remember us, Victoria, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, talking about the initiation of this, the introduction of these football helmets. So are they actually now a part of the gear?
Well, it's not the helmet themselves. It's the new test for the helmets. So the helmets haven't actually changed, even though a lot of people argue, especially on the CTE awareness end of it, that the helmets do need to be better and more efficient. But for decades, football helmets were given a linear drop test. And so they're, you know, like a crash test dummy kind of a thing. It's a standard test where they just drop it up and down. And so to see how that would affect the head and the neck and the spine and all that. Now they're actually saying that this new test is going to become standard as well. They're going to do the linear and this other new test, which takes blows from the side of the head and so that basically the neck spins in different directions so they can see how much the rotational force is upon impact. So they're saying that this could actually be a game changer to make new specifications for helmets moving forward. And this new test goes into effect November of next year. So I would guess probably by November of next year, we'll also see helmets have a different design as well.
So is this the requirement comes from the athletic equipment manufacturers or the government? Where does this requirement come from?
I don't know. It's the National Operating Committee on Standards for Athletic Equipment. So that could be governmental, that could be semi-government. I'm not sure.
But they're the
standard. You know, they're the ones who have their seal on the back of helmets and things like and athletic equipment.
You don't think they're impacted by the politics of this reality?
Come on. I'm sure they have to be. Yeah.
Of course they are. All right, Jen. Yes. Steve Jobs' widow has bought a stake in Monument Sports and Entertainment, owns the Wizards and the Capitals. Is that what Kara, what do we know about how well they do? I don't know much about either of those two teams, frankly. Are they seeing a resurgence? Isn't hockey season about to begin?
Yeah, it starts this week, actually.
All right. So anyway, the company's worth $2.5 billion. So she puts in $500 million. It's very interesting. Although some of these things now, these sports teams, I wouldn't invest in a football team, but some of the other sports teams, very lucrative. Baseball, these franchises are very lucrative.
Basketball, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so what else do we need to know about this, Jen?
All right. Well, this is Lauren Jobs, and she's the widow of Steve Jobs, as you mentioned. She's taken a 20% stake in Washington, D.C. Sports Empire Monument Sports and Entertainment. And Doug, you're right. They own the Washington Wizards and the Washington Capitals. And that would be the second largest stake, by the way, in Monument, behind only the CEO. Her portion of Monument, with a total value of more than $2.5 billion, according to the Post, represents an investment of around $500 million. By Jobs. Now, this deal is going to need to be approved by both the NBA and the NHL, and it adds Jobs to a short list of female NBA owners, a very short list, actually. She's got a personal net net worth estimated about $20 billion and is one of the growing list of wealthy tech entrepreneurs with investments in sports franchises. At 53, she's one of the wealthiest women in the world and estimated to be worth $20 billion. And a lot of that, of course, comes from her stock in Apple, which her late husband co-founded. And he passed away back in 2011. Doesn't feel like that long. She also owns 4% of the Walt Disney Company.
That's pretty amazing. What do you think that's worth?
I know.
4% of Disney.
Right?
I have 4 shares in the Disney Company.
4 shares.
It's a little different.
4 shares. All right. It's 10 before the hour.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Now 53 past the hour, time for Tech Talk here on the DJV Experience with Victoria Keevan, focused on Amazon and a restaurant that has an interesting way to take care of phones at the table. We'll dig into that. My site of the day today, Victoria, is Vector.
Ooh, I love these.
Magic. Vector Magic. It's a solution for a, if you're an artist, this is kind of an interesting way of doing art. You click on this site, Vector Magic. You can convert files from JPEG to EPS. What's EPS?
I have no idea.
I don't either. Upload a
file. I'm assuming it's some EPS. Yeah, yeah, I'm assuming that those are some sort of, you know, if you're a graphic designer, those are probably things.
Thing. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe this isn't for everything. But I was interested in the name. It's like a shiny penny for me. I thought, oh, Vector Magic. That sounds really interesting. Let's see what that's about. So they have some. Yeah, just go look around. Just it's educational.
Logos, graphic design. Yeah, things like that. This is very niche.
Yeah.
This is nothing's going to top Brandless. You have to top Brandless. Yeah, that's still your pinnacle.
I'm working on that. Here's a website I want you to go to, ZipRecruiter.com. This is something for everybody who has a business, a company that's hiring. You want to make hiring easier, more streamlined, less time-consuming, and more effective. Then you go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to find the smart way to hire people right now. You know the quality hires are what keeps your business going, keeps your business moving forward. You know, it can take a lot of time to find the right candidate for the job that you have, or maybe you have a dozen jobs. Maybe you got 100 jobs. If you're hiring, post your job at ZipRecruiter.com. Use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free. This is the smartest matching technology out there. Works so fast. The benefit is you'll get the right candidates back to you in 24 hours or less just by one click. One click. Send the job to ZipRecruiter.com, and from there, it goes to hundreds of sites all over the place. So, join 80% of employers who are posting on ZipRecruiter to get qualified candidates right away. ZipRecruiter.com is the smartest way to hire. Using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is even smarter because you begin using ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so what's going on with Amazon in Europe?
Well, first it was Apple, now it's Amazon. The European Commission says that Amazon didn't pay its fair share in taxes, and they want to collect. And they want to collect a lot, to the tune of $294 million is what they're saying is owed to the EU institution. The Commission said that that's basically Amazon has avoided paying taxes thanks to benefits that Luxembourg illegally gave the company. Now, this happened to Apple in Ireland. There was a whole big scandal with that as well. They essentially said that they had unpaid $15 billion in unpaid taxes to Ireland, but now I guess they've settled on an amount, and so the commission has noted that the Irish government hasn't collected anything yet, but they're still working on it. So this is something that the EU has really been, they've been pursuing these big companies who have gone away from America. They've gone over to Europe, and they're finding these little tax loopholes all throughout Europe. So this is probably something we're going to hear about for a while now, as these companies get bigger and bigger and generate more profit.
Let's talk about practical solutions to a problem. I know going into a restaurant, having people use their phones, really annoying. And I think most people sitting next to someone who is on a phone finds it annoying. What's the solution at this restaurant in New York?
Well, this one restaurant is called Hearth. It's a newly James Beard Award-winning restaurant. It's they just revamped everything and made it very healthy. And so what they also wanted to do, the chef said he wants to make it digitally healthy and mentally healthy for all the customers dining there. And so he basically said that he came up with a solution. They tossed around a lot of ideas, which a lot of restaurants are doing. And he came up with a solution where they have these vintage cigar boxes on each table. And so people go in, they sit down, they get their menu, and they look over and notice that there's this funky little box that's sitting on the table. It's a conversation starter, but when you open the box up, there's a little note inside that basically says, take a moment and engage with the person that you're dining with and put your cell phone in this box for the duration of your meal. And he said that it's gotten a lot of attention. They didn't think it would, but it certainly has gone viral. People have Instagrammed their dining experiences with their cell phones in the box and things like that. And so he basically said it's not a requirement, but he said 6 out of 10 times now, people are actually putting their phones in the box and they seem to be liking it. So maybe we're having an anti-technology phase.
Well, nothing wrong with that. I think we need to balance things out. That things need to be balanced a little bit better. So that's a good story, Victoria. Thank you. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.